So, the state with the greatest annual increase in both violent crime and property crime in 2022 also has some of the most lawless government officials in the country. Prosecutor Alvin Bragg, AG Letitia James, and now we can add Judge Abinadarki to the lineup of New York activists staging their revolution from within the government. She's on record admonishing defense attorneys, do not bring the Second Amendment into this courtroom. It doesn't exist here. And our 2A for Today Modern Militiaman Spotlight is on an Escambia County, Florida woman. This incident took place some time ago, but it deserves to be memorialized. A man who was on his way to anger management classes decided to make a detour and vent his rage on a woman and her children. Since the classes weren't working, our modern militia woman gave him a free lesson and then terminated his enrollment by shooting him in the head. You're watching 2A for Today. My name is Zoe. Before I start, if you like this content, please subscribe to the channel, like this video, comment on this video, and then share this video. If you'd like to purchase one of our 2A for Today t-shirts, then send a message to 2afortoday@gmail.com with your size, address, and phone number. We're currently taking Venmo payments and shipping as fast as we can. So, the state with the greatest annual increase in both violent crime and property crime in 2022 also has some of the most lawless government officials in the country. Here's the story. Dexter Taylor is a 52-year-old hobby gunsmith. He's also a software engineer and a lifelong New Yorker. The guy is a bright and free American. He doesn't appear to have a criminal history. He hasn't committed or been charged with any violent crimes. However, Judge Abinadarki has convicted him on 13 weapons charges and he's facing 18 years in prison. He was interviewed by Jeff Charles on Red State in December of 2023.
Ever since I was a kid, I really, like most kind of red-blooded American kids, I was interested in guns and, you know, tanks and fighter planes and that because it was cool, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like I found out that, yeah, you can actually legally buy a receiver and you can machine that receiver to completion and you buy your parts and you put together and you've got a pistol or a rifle. And once I saw that, I was hooked. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. this is the most cool thing you could possibly do in your machine shop, because I have a machine shop in my basement. And so I make furniture and I make different stuff. And
Mr. Taylor was indicted in 2022 after a joint ATF and NYPD SWAT raid.
I'd gone to bed listening to an audiobook, woke up and I heard voices that were not the audiobook, and then I heard a bang, and then I heard, you know, where am I, police, George Warren, you know, that kind of sound, and I saw weapon lights flickering under the door of my bedroom. So first thing I did was I said, hello, hello, hello. I thought they had the wrong place, you know, because it never occurred to me that someone quietly sitting at home manufacturing rifles or pistols or whatever would be a problem that New York State was like, we've got to go and get this. It just never occurred to me that anyone would come up in my house like that. Like, I have a clean criminal record, right? I'm a member in good standing of my local gun range. You know, I'm like 50 some odd years old. I'm gainfully employed. I've lived in Brooklyn forever. You know, it's like I'm not like nothing. And the stuff I post on my fiery political manifesto, you know, is like see deeply, listen closely, reason honestly. You know, so it never occurred to me that like I would somehow attract the attention of the authorities.
In a report by Cassandra McDonald on SCNR, Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez announced on April 22nd, 2022, that Taylor had been indicted for purchasing $10,000 worth of gun parts online to build illegal, untraceable firearms known as ghost guns. Jeff Charles from Red State reports, the Supreme Court's ruling in New York Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin declared that the state's gun licensing scheme was unconstitutional and also opened the door for a plethora of firearm restrictions to be challenged in court. This prompted New York to pass even more gun laws to get around the decision. In fact, the NYPD is now granting fewer gun permits than it did before the Bruin decision. It's no surprise that Mr. Taylor is a conservative because of the lack of justice that he's receiving in the courts, which is the trend for conservatives in the courts these days. The prosecution that he's facing is disgusting, but Mr. Taylor is taking a hard stand for all of our liberties.
This is a civil rights issue. And my legal team thinks the same thing. New York State has no more right to tell me that I may not keep and bear arms than it has to tell me I have to sit in the back of the bus. Or it has no more right to tell me that I can't manufacture weapons at home quietly. One of the most traditional things you could possibly do as an American. They have no more right to tell me that than they have to tell me to enter by the colored entrance.
Mm.
And I'm not putting myself anywhere near on the same level as our civil rights elders. Not for a second. But at the end of the day, they were called, right? And they stood up. Okay? So all I can do is stand up.
Well, it looks like the incorporation doctrine doesn't exist in New York State, nor does the Bruin decision, or the historical definition of the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, found in most state constitutions, including the New York State Constitution. It seems that the Democrats in government have far more courage than the Republicans in government, too. The Democrats and their elected or appointed activists staging their revolution from within every level of government in our country interpose and nullify anytime they darn well please. It's time for Republicans to use those same tools to protect our rights from actual tyranny, especially since Democrat jurisdictions are using them to advance their tyranny. Our 2A for Today Modern Militiaman Spotlight is on an Escambia County, Florida woman. This incident took place some time ago, but it deserves to be memorialized. A man who was on his way to anger management classes decided to make a detour and vent his rage on a woman and her children. Since the classes weren't working, our modern militia woman gave him a free lesson and then terminated his enrollment by shooting him in the head. You can see him on the home surveillance system trying to kick the door open. He paces, issues a few threats to the woman inside the home, and then continues his rampage. Once he kicks the door open, he makes his way inside and arms himself with a knife, reportedly threatening to harm the mother of the children inside. One of the victims in the home had a pre-existing domestic violence injunction against the man, so obviously this was not his first rodeo. According to the Pennsylvania News Journal, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons said his agency investigated the shooting and determined that the woman acted in self-defense to protect herself and those inside the house, including children, from violence. I think what the unique part of this incident is the violent intent, Simmons told the News Journal. The suspect had an active domestic violence injunction on him, and so he wasn't supposed to be there. And he was also reportedly on his way to anger management treatment. According to the Pennsylvania News Journal, also, witnesses told authorities the man went room to room searching for the occupants who had retreated to a rear bedroom. Once he entered that bedroom, he was confronted by a female who, fearing for her life, shot the man twice, Simmons said. This case exemplifies why waiting periods are a violation of our constitutionally protected right to defend ourselves and our community through the keeping and bearing of arms. If this woman went to purchase a firearm the day before to protect herself from a violent domestic abuser and she was faced with a waiting period, then we would likely know her name, and her family would have been writing her obituary. I once heard someone say that laws are written to protect criminals. Thank God this woman was already well equipped and a good aim. That concludes our program. Thank you for watching 2A for Today.
They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot, it's too cold. You know what? The weather changes.
Here's the news, Dad.
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days.
Ditch the fake news and always get the truth. Go to thenewamerican.com.